Good morning. 7 steps on asking for help. We're going to talk about that and more today at 7 a.m. Good morning, everyone. Hello. Good morning, everyone. John Henry Soto here. It is April 15th, 2021, and it's 7 a.m., and we are getting started here. It is Thursday. Some people are looking forward to that Friday. Some people, today is their Friday, as they say. And whatever day it is for you, it is Thursday for all of us. And I hope you're all enjoying it and having a good morning and had a restful evening. It's been interesting. Yesterday, I went to the eye doctor with my daughter for the first time. I was kind of avoiding doing it. I thought maybe her eyes would adjust again, but you know, she her mother wears glasses. I think I was born with the glasses. Actually, I came out and I was like, "Whoa, can you wash these?" That's an old Seinfeld. I heard Seinfeld say that once. Yeah, so I've had glasses for a very long time, and her eyes have been having, she's been having trouble. We homeschool her, but she's in a program called Classical Conversations, which is Christian-based, and we take her to, it's a wonderful program. You don't have to be Christian to be there, by the way. It's a wonderful program. I mean, actually, we're going to do a show on it in the future, not here, but another on the JHS show. And she sits in the back of the classroom, or wherever she sits, she can't really see the board, you know. And we go every Friday, we go to the church, and we have this, it's like a school, basically. It's school, but on Fridays, and the rest of the day we're at home doing the studies. But she's having trouble seeing the board and a few other things that have come up. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to have to take her to the doctor. And we went to the eye doctor, a wonderful place Exchange Place. It's called actually Exchange Place something and Associates, and very nice people. We were in and out pretty empty. I don't know if it's because of the virus or because that's just the way it is, but we were in and out, and it was great. And so yeah, so she definitely does need glasses, so we're ordering a pair of glasses to try it out. Then we went out and we had a really nice burger at City Diner over on Exchange Place. Very nice place, very nice burger. That was really cool. And then I had a meeting with my first official meeting with Brian Pollock, who's a filmmaker, really great guy. We had some coffee and talked about projects and possibly getting together, making some projects together. So that was great. So it was a really good day yesterday. Then I came home and had to do a billion other things, but it was a good day yesterday. So I hope you had a blessed day as well. And today, you know, it's something that we talked about yesterday with Brian Pollock. You know, we're both filmmakers, and he's done some great things. He's had some great success in films and awards and all that. And he's just a very, and we were talking about the levels, you know, getting to that next level, which we're sort of like right getting ready for that next leap in that world. And we're talking about that and what are the steps, you know. And sometimes you have to ask for help, you know, and that's why we met, you know, because we feel we can help each other kind of put projects out. And we have a few other people as well that are interested in coming together and help each other to put a good project out there, where then we can all benefit from the success of the project, as long as the project is good, right? So I mean, you can have a group of people together and stuff, and they'll put projects out that are not that good, right? and you have to make sure you work on the script, make sure you have good actors and all those things, right? But asking for help is always a tough thing for people, you know, to try to put this together. It's tough for me. You know, we talked about it yesterday, and we're going to talk a little bit about today. And I have 7 steps here on how to ask for help. And it's something that I've learned recently, not recently, years, but something that I do know that goes a long way if you implement these 7 steps into asking for help. Okay. So step number one is you have to take the risk of asking, right? And that's usually the biggest thing, right? Why do people not want to ask for help? Because they're going to get rejected, possibly. That fear of the rejection is too much for them to take, so they'll rather just not ask at all. So first thing you have to do is you got to get rid of that part, because that is just not going to get you anywhere. I mean, I guarantee you that even if you have that for asking for help or for anything, you know, the fear of rejection in this business, if you're thinking of, getting in any type of entertainment, whether it be dance, music, film, you know, directing, front of the camera, back of the camera, whatever it is, rejection comes with this game. And then when you think about it, every single job comes with rejection, right? You can go to work one day and turn in a project or turn in a report or send an email where you made a mistake in the email and suddenly people don't want to listen to you and there's some kind of rejection there. And the boss might not let you take your vacation time when you want to take it. There's a whole thing of rejection, and it's sort of something that throughout the generations has become part of our culture for some reason. You know, it's the fear of rejection. If you don't rise above that, you should not be in this business. I mean, I'm telling you should not. You have to take the risk and you have to ask someone for help. And it may be a few people, and you may ask 50 people. No, not 50, that's a lot of people, but why not? And you may ask 100 people for help, right? And out of those 100 people, you may only get like 3 to 4 people to help you, right? It's a numbers game. You know, it's like when I talked about marketing and promotion when I first arrived to Bayonne, right? I've told this story many times, but I think it's really relevant because, you know, I asked, it was sort of help. You know, I wanted to kind of get help to make videos for people to make some cash, right? So I contacted 213 businesses. Out of those 213 businesses, I got back 31 responses saying, "Hey, hello, welcome to Bayonne. Thank you for your message." Out of those 31, I physically met with only 12 of those businesses. And out of those 12 businesses, I worked for 4 businesses. And today, I still have a relationship with only one business. So those are the numbers that I have. And those are the numbers that I use because they're very real to me because I did them. And that was sort of like a, you know, I got rejected by how many more? Most of them, right? You know, out of the 213, 212 are gone. They're no longer working with me. And one stayed with me. And it's my real estate agency that I'm a real estate agent. I wasn't a real estate agent back then. But when I met with them and I worked for them and did some social media for them and some videos, suddenly I became a real estate agent because I like the people there. And that's the only company that I'm still associated with. Working. I still do some political stuff. I have one political person that I don't mind helping. Everyone else, I haven't helped, or the mayor here in Bayonne. If the mayor needs help, I'm available for the mayor as well. Pretty much everyone else has not asked me. So if you ask me, I might help, but I might help depending on who you are, right? But okay, so asking for help is really important. Number two, clarify what kind of help you need. Make sure that if you're asking that you know what you need, because sometimes you think you know what you need, but you have to really sit down and say, okay, what is it that I really need to get this project moving forward or to get whatever it is that I want to go to take one step ahead. Get that pad again. I talk about my pad all the time, right? I have it by me. Pretty much I take it to the kitchen with me. I take it to my office. I take it to here to this show. I take it everywhere I gotta go because it's always available for me to jot that things down, for me to look into. Oh yeah, I remember I wrote something about that. Let me go look. I have pages here, video ideas for counterparts. I have my cryptocurrency stuff that I do business. I have different things that I'm working on. People that I have to contact about stuff. I have jokes I actually wrote down. It's called jokes. It's just the top of the page. And I got two jokes there. I don't even know if I know what they mean. Kind of parts of my other show, promotion on it. I write it all down. So you write down what it is, and you can go back and you can say, oh yeah, I need help with this. So now let me write down specifically what I need, you know, or at least clarify what it is you need, because specific is actually another section that we're going to talk about as well. So know what kind of help you need. I need help with editing. I need help with lighting a film. I need help writing a thing. I need help kind of getting motivated. Can you help me with that? Okay. Number three, be thoughtful about who you ask, right? So you may have to talk to a lot of different people before you get the help that you need, right? You can't just, you don't know who's going to provide you that kind of help, right? So you have to be thoughtful and say, okay, maybe I'll ask her and I'll ask him, even though I know they're friends and they work together, but I'm going to ask both of them individually. And I'm going to ask them over there because they might be able to. I'm going to ask them. And really, once you know and you've clarified what it is that you need, then the asking and being thoughtful of who you ask is important, right? The next one is be thoughtful about how to ask. So I'm on social media all the time. I get bombarded with like private messages, people selling me stuff or promoting things to me or showing me things, which is all fine. I look at them. I usually can make a decision within 10 seconds if this is for me or if something that maybe I'll look at later on or something that really piqued my interest. And then I'll take a look at it, right? But the way people ask is really important to me, you know, because I get a message saying like, hey, check out my webinar coming up tomorrow. Excuse me? Who are you? You know, please clarify what you need. You want me to watch this for a reason? Why are you asking me? Why am I the person that you're asking? How did I get on your list? Or is this just a random click, you know, copy, paste, and maybe just change the first name. Copy, paste, hey, John. Copy, paste, hey, Tom. Copy, paste, hey, Ron. Copy, paste, hey, I can't think of another word that rhymes with John. But anyway, all those things. So I just thought to myself, you know what? Whenever I ask for anything, I want to make sure that each individual person gets a personalized message. Not all the time, because sometimes I'm randomly letting people know about something and I'm not necessarily asking for anything other than trying to gain attention. And some people that I know, you can communicate. If you know them well enough, like if I have close friends of mine, I'll say, hey, yo, you know, come hang out with me on my show coming up. Or, you know, I've been doing that lately on my show on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. I've been asking people to come to the show and it's live and just interact with me on my YouTube channel, right? And that's, if I know them, cool. If I don't know them that well, I'll say, hey, how you doing? You know, hope you're doing well. Just wanted to ask for a favor, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and I'm asking, it's how I ask, you know, and I'm telling you that there's a power behind it. I rarely get back, no, I don't want to help. I know that sounds crazy, but I rarely do that. I get maybe I cannot help because I'm busy that day but you have to be able to ask, and how you ask is important. I remember asking Goya, the Goya brand. I grew up with Goya products. My grandparents and my mom always bought them. We still buy them here in the house today. Very, very important company for Latinos growing up. And so I had my show, the JHS show, and I said, I wonder if I can get them to sponsor my show. That would be fantastic. So I sent them a message and I crafted it very nicely. And believe it or not, they actually responded back, you know, and I know that they responded back because of the way I communicated. I told them my story. I told them how important it was. I was very, 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 I clarified what it was that I needed. I was thoughtful in how I asked. I told them about how much I enjoyed their product and how my grandparents bought it. I gave them all these points, and I really took care in how I was going to present it, you know. So that was important. Number five is be specific. You know, you have to be specific on what it is that you actually need. The other one, clarify what you need, is a little bit different. Being specific is very, very, very specific, right? It's and it says right here, who, clarify if it's only you or if it, others are involved. So it's basically the how, why, where, when, and what, right? Answer those questions for them. So this way it gives them enough specific. It's like, you know, I need help with my film. I'm shooting it next month. You know, if I don't get this thing tied up, I'm going to lose my space. I'm not going to be able to do it. Is there any way that you can help me with this? And then be specific so that person knows. So now they've received a communication that clarifies what they want. You're asking somebody that you obviously respect or that you have some admiration for. You're thoughtful in how you're asking, and now you're specific on what it actually is that you need, right? And then the most important thing about it is, can you help me? That sentence, you know, those four words are really important. You can't just put everything out there and then at the end, some people I've seen people do this. Let me know, though, right at the end. Let me know. Let you know what you need. What do you want? What specifically do you want me to mean? I'm really busy. I got a lot of things going on. I can fit you in if you tell me what you need. I'll give you an hour here, 2 hours there. You know, I'll make a phone call for you. I'll do whatever you need, but you have to let me know what, and you have to ask for that. So when somebody says, let me know, hey, let me know, you know, that doesn't help me. You have to ask, can you help me? Can you help me? And that's something that's difficult for us because it shows that you're vulnerable in some way, right? You're asking for help. And I think that this is, goes back to number one, which is taking that risk where you feel the rejection. Well, those four words can only be followed by a yes or no or a maybe, right? The no is, oh, right? The maybe is a little bit, but at least they're giving you some benefit of the doubt. The yes is a wonderful thing. So it's a crapshoot, right? So you don't know. And that's where the risk part comes in play, right? But you have to be able to ask that question, that you have to ask for the help. Can you help me? You know, and you have to say it to yourself in the mirror. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Listen, can you help me with this? Is it possible for you to help me? You know, say it. And if it's a phone call, you know, even better, right? Because that, and then just stop. Because what happens is a lot of people will ask for the help and then go back into their pitch and go back into their, because it's sort of like the can you help me? You almost wanted to stop them from saying anything yet. Don't say no. Don't say no, right? So people say like, can you help me? Because I really need to figure out. And, you know, again, I have this project and I have this going on and I got that going on, you know, and then you've already, now you're giving them the whole thing again and you've taken away the question, right? So what you do is you say, can you help me? And then silence. Don't say another word. Let them respond. Whatever they say next is going to be your answer, okay? And be strong enough to accept the no's. If you're good and you're like, you know, whatever they say, it doesn't matter to me. I'm glad that I got to talk to them. I'm glad that they're responding. Whatever it is, I do not care as long as I get enough people that I am able and confidently enough say, can you help me? And then silence. Okay. And of course, number seven is always give help to others, right? And that's sort of, I don't want to say common sense, but there's a lot of people out there wanting to get stuff and get help and stuff, you know. And I think that the most valuable a person can be is how much help they can give. So if you're constantly helping, I mean, I do this show for myself to for, you know, to help myself, but I really do it to help others as well. I put these things together because I really do care about people, and I want people to do well in life. I want people to have confidence in life. I want people to be able to tell someone to get out my face, or I love you, I'll help you. You know, I want, and you have to be able to balance those things. You have to be able to be true to who you are, stay firm. And these things I can accomplish by putting things together that will help my audience, and hopefully they'll share this, and it will become something that I can look back and say I helped somebody, you know. So number seven is give help to others, and that is very important. So just to clarify, or just to summarize, let's just go back again. Step one. Take the risk of asking. Move away from the fear of being rejection, of being rejected. It's not going to help you. Rejection is not a real thing even. It's just somebody can't do it or doesn't want to do it. And that's it. It's not attached to you, right? You're taking it and you're attaching it to yourself and then taking it with you, right? It's not attached to you. It's their situation that they can't help you. Maybe they don't even want to help you. Maybe they secretly hate your guts. And you don't even know it. And you're asking them, hey, can you help me? And they're sitting there going, this guy has no idea that I hate his guts. You know, it's all good. That's not yours. That belongs to them. The rejection is theirs, not yours. Number two, clarify what you need. Make sure you know what you need in your own work, in your own life. Make sure that that's, oh, yeah, okay, I need help with this. I need help with this. Write it down in your book. Number three, be thoughtful about who you ask. Make sure you ask the right person too, right? I'm not going to ask the butcher to help me with my sound, my film sound, right? I mean, that's extreme, but you want to ask somebody who actually can help you. And number four is you want to be thoughtful about how to ask, right? How you ask, put some thought into it. Make sure you're thoughtful and you're generous and you're, that you understand that they're busy. Make sure you give them enough, you validate them for their work. If you're asking them, you must like them and you must like what they're doing. So you want to ask them and be thoughtful about it. Number five, be specific. Make sure you know exactly what you're asking for. Number six, those four important words, and then right afterwards, silence. Can you help me? And then wait. The next few seconds are going to tell you yes, no, maybe, right? It can only be three things: yes, no, maybe, right? So prepare yourself for the no and be like, okay, yeah, no problem, man. I just thought I asked. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much. You know, move on to the next person, and then don't take it with you. Leave it there. It's their rejection, not yours. Number seven, give help to others always. And that should be a consistent thing that you're doing. Be there. Respond. I respond to everybody who sends me stuff. And I tell them, yeah, I'm not really interested in that right now. I appreciate you taking the time to send it to me. Thank you. If anything changes in the future, I definitely will keep you in mind. That's what I say. And I always respond. And it's important to do that. All right, folks. Well, there you have it. Seven steps to asking for help politely, right? And I hope that was valuable to you, and I hope that helps you. And please, you can share this with someone if you think they're having trouble, or maybe they're they need some help, and maybe they don't know how to ask for help. This video might help them, I hope. And I just want to thank you. So make today great. Do things that you love. Take care of yourselves. And I will see you all tomorrow morning. And as always, peace.